power of the electrons are impersonal. The powers within every electron are impersonal. God, Deva, angel, man, and nature spirit utilize as much of those powers that are within life as they are capable of at any given moment. For instance, within the electron is the power of sight by which all men and gods are able to see. Within the electron is the power of thought by which God and man, tapping the same power, are able to think. Within the electron, which is flowing through the bodies of ascended and unascended beings, is the power to qualify or feel, and the nature spirit or four-footed creatures share that feeling power. When the human consciousness is ready to utilize the greater powers that are within life, a way and means is provided by which the intelligence is made aware of these powers and possibilities within man. It is now within the province of the awakened Chela to enter deep into the magnetic power, which is a natural activity of life, and in the authority of that magnetic power, allow the fullness of the good of the universe to enable him to serve life in a greater and more beautiful capacity. In the same manner, the Chela can draw the radiation and assistance of the divine beings who cannot refuse the magnetic power that is within life. Reverence for electrons. How often do you turn your attention to the electrons which are breathed forth from the Father, Mother, God, and received by your individualized I Am presence? These millions of tiny electrons have identity within themselves and are received by your presence in true humility. Do you, the recipient of these tiny expressions of divinity, love this light and have reverence for this glorious experience, embodying the gift of life? As you know, these electrons are nourished by the heart of the individualized I Am presence, and according to its wisdom, are released in rhythmic pulsation. As they make their journey through the lower vehicles, they bring particular gifts, powers, and blessings for the life stream through which they pass and for the great universal whole. These electrons are joyful that they can be an intensification of the gifts of the Godhead for mankind and all the evolutions on this earth. But as they enter the human consciousness, do you allow them to go forth on their outward journey, expanding the borders of God's kingdom on this planet? Or do you, through the use of free will, desecrate the divine image through the human consciousness which you have built through the centuries? Often when I turn my attention to my chelas, I hear the cry of the soul, wondering why manifestations of an imperfect nature are still plaguing them, when they believe that they have used the sacred fire of transmutation and purification so faithfully. I admonish you, beloved ones, to ponder for a moment the millions and millions of these exquisite, God-perfect electrons which you have misqualified through the ages. And I firmly believe that you will more fully realize that there can be no cessation of application for the removal of the imperfection which you and others have imposed upon these tiny beings of light. Love of the light. Let us think what love of the light should mean to every life stream on the planet, the Chelas in particular. Love of the light can be a very beautiful experience when you realize that every tiny electron has a form, face, color, and a little identity within itself. If you could see the millions and millions of electrons breathed forth on the breath of the Father, Mother, God, and received by the individualized I Am presence in great humility, you would understand more fully the gift of life. These electrons live in the heart of the presence, and then in rhythmic pulsation, according to the wisdom of the presence, are sent on their downward journey with particular gifts, powers, and blessings, both for the life stream through which they pass and for the great universal whole. When we speak of downward journey, we refer to the consciousness which is less than the perfection of the indwelling Christ. They are overjoyed with their mission and carry their little cups full to overflowing with the gifts from the Father, Mother, God, and move happily on their way until they come to the borders of the human kingdom. There they are set upon by the vibratory action of the personal self, the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles. Here these little suns are dimmed by the grinding of the human will. They are filled with the pollution of human thinking and feeling, and their vibratory action is affected by coarse language and expression. When they finally pass through the physical garment, these tiny angelic beings have the semblance of dead expressions rather than the light beings which they truly are. When mankind comes to a knowledge of true love and beauty, he will then begin to respect life, welcome these little light beings, and to give them safe convoy on their journey, thus enriching the kingdom of heaven. Since we refer to reverence for life from time to time, I thought this picture might be of assistance to you in qualifying the energy which flows through you with the perfection of the Mother, Father, God at all times.